Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, December the 13th, 12, 13, 22, 15 minutes past the hour, 32 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Not too bad at all for mid-December. What are we down to now? 12 days until Christmas, 11 shopping days left. My goodness, it's coming right upon us, and we are certainly in the full swing of the Yuletide season. You know, what's interesting is McDonald's no longer apparently gives receipts. I think the receipt machine is just gone at this point. I don't even know the last time they would have even given me a receipt. You know, I had the whole dust-up with them about getting the receipt so I could put the code in and take the online survey, and then I would get a free item. But they have not given me a receipt in I don't know how long, so I guess that's the way it goes at this point. Is anybody else having this trouble? Do you get your receipts when you go to McDonald's at this point? Or is it just me? Because I know that machine was in bad shape back in the month of November. So if you're having any similar trouble like this, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody, if you want to send us a Christmas card, it is not too late. WGH Talk, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will make sure you get a card 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. We always enjoy doing that, reading the cards on the air and then putting them up in the studio. And at this point, Kevin Griffith sent us a card. John and Carolyn Heimlich sent us a card. We got a card from the amazing Kristen. Little Brinley sent us a card. So we will get those cards back to you before the end of the season. Okay, well, there was something else I wanted to talk about this morning that was on the... It was on the tip of my tongue there, and then I went and started talking about something else, and now it went poof right out of my brain. Well, oh, no, I remember what it was. It's the weather. The weather for the fruitcake toss, you know, we're only about 48 hours out now from this epic event, and I was checking the weather report this morning, and the weather seems to be getting better and better in regard to the fruitcake toss. It looks like now on Thursday at about 7 o'clock, partly cloudy skies and about 40 degrees. So that's about as perfect as you can get for Thursday night's fruitcake toss. And don't forget, the big fruitcake toss is coming up Thursday, December 15th at 7 p.m. We have got a lot of entrants in this. We've got Sarah. We've got Pastor Whitaker. We've got Buckeye Guy. We've got Fruitcake Lily. We've got three people coming with Sarah. We've got Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Angie, Jeannie, pretty much everybody from the station here, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, people from the Auditor's Office, Fire Chief Chuck Deem. Who else do we have here? James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, Ray Grogan. And the only one, now, for a long time, we had a confusion on, does Ralph Thacker know that he is supposed to come because he's going to get a plaque that night for being the first fruitcake champion, as well as Dono Bauer, who won last year. Now, he'll get a plaque for being a former fruitcake champion. Now, I believe Ralph Thacker does know, because at this point... I got in touch, I think it's one of his great-nephews is who it was, So I believe the message did get relayed on Sunday to Ralph Thacker. So hopefully he'll be there. Now, as far as the winner of the fruitcake contest, you'll get a plaque courtesy of Bob Welsh, Columbus, Ohio. You'll get a certificate. You'll get a Claxton fruitcake, and you'll get dinner somewhere in Marion. Now, it's my understanding, well, and I should mention Bob Welsh is in the competition, and he's got his, I believe, granddaughter and wife in the competition. So a lot going on. And let me tell you, it's starting to heat up. Oh, John Heimlich's in the competition. We should mention Chip. Now, Chip, I don't know if Chip's listening out there this morning or not, but Chip, you have been put in the fruitcake competition. And Sarah, one of our regular listeners, has very kindly agreed to drive you to and from the fruitcake competition on Thursday night. So, Chip, if you're out there listening, give us a call, because we want to put you in touch with Sarah. And I don't know if Sarah's been out to see Chip at Kroger South. I believe he works on Tuesday nights. I know he's just down to 2 days a week now. And I think he works from 5 to 9 at night is what he told us last time we talked to him. So if anybody can make contact with Chip and let him know what's going on and give him Sarah's number, which we have here somewhere. Where is Sarah's number? Now, I know we wrote that. Oh, here it is. Okay. Sarah's number, 740-341-3826. That's 740-341-3826. So if anybody can give that to Chip, who might be shopping today at Kroger South from 5 to 9 tonight, that would be appreciated. I don't know if Sarah's going to try to make it out there tonight to let Chip know. He might be sleeping in the morning. You know, Chip does like to sleep. He's a night owl. So I hope we get Chip there, because I think he'd be a lot of fun participating in this epic event going down Thursday at 7 p.m. And boy, do we thank Bob Welsh when it comes to plaques that night for our participants. I do also want to say that, here's something that's I'm not going to mention it because I really don't know at this point. We'll see how the week goes. We're not quite there yet. We'll see what happens on Thursday. But 7 p.m. Thursday night, December 15th, and it will be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in the parking lot. We had to move it because of so many people entering the event. It will be better parking that way. Things should turn out okay. Now, if you entered somebody in the fruitcake toss, especially people like the mayor, let's see here, like the Mayor Schertzer, Mayor Kellogg, Ray Grogan, who else? Probably Chuck Deem, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, people like that. Remember to, Judge Edwards, call them back and let them know it's going to be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and remind them that it will be Thursday night. Because it's important that they get a little reminder, because it might have been a few months since you talked to them. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sir.
Chip! Oh, my goodness, how are you?
Good.
Do you know you've been put in the fruitcake toss?
No.
Yes. Sarah, one of our listeners, has put you in, and she says she'll pick you up and take you home if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Are you off Thursday night?
Yeah.
Oh, you are off. Okay. Do you have a pen and paper? I'm going to give you Sarah's number so you can give her a call. And that way you can tell her where to pick you up. Yep. Just.
Yeah, me right here.
So you got the pen and paper ready, Chip?
Me, I have no pen.
Oh, you don't have a pen?
Yeah.
Do you have a crayon or a pencil or something?
Yeah, pen.
A pen. All right. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's see here. Okay, 740.
Yeah.
341.
38.
26.
3826.
Okay.
Read that,
read that back to me, Chip. Read that number back to me, if you could.
It's 7-4-3-4-1-3-8-1-6.
2-6. 2-6, Chip. 3-8-2-6.
2-6?
Yeah. 3-8-2-6. So give it to me now so we make sure we got it right.
It's 7-4.
Right.
3-4-1.
Right.
3-8-2-6.
That's it. Call her right now. She's out driving the bus, and tell her where to pick you up, and that way she'll pick you up on fruitcake night Thursday at 7, and she'll take you home. So are you excited?
Yeah. You talked to Santa yet?
Well, I have talked to Santa, yes. I've passed along your well wishes to him. I think he said you've been a good boy this year. Have you been a good boy?
Yeah.
You might get a fruitcake.
Fruitcake?
Yeah. Do you like fruitcakes, Chip?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you Thursday night, but call Sarah right away so you can give her your address so she knows where to pick you up.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
You told Sam to give me that baker.
Yes, I talked to him about Ox Baker. Have you heard Ox Baker on the top of the hour stuff singing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you were out there this morning, Chip, because now you're in the competition.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip. Give Sarah a call. All right. Well, thank goodness we have finally made contact with Chip. Now, I do have Chip's number here. Sarah, I know you're out there listening. If you don't hear from Chip in the next 30 minutes or so, you know, sometimes phones work funny, I'll give you Chip's number, and that way we can work that out and get Chip at the fruitcake toss on Thursday night. All right. Well, now we for certain have another entry. What is this, 46-something? Well, what I was saying before Chip called in there was, I'm so glad we got that taken care of, was that if you enter these people, like Ray Grogan, Mayor Schertzer, Mayor Kellogg, Judge Edwards, people who've been entered a while ago, you might want to call and remind them that Thursday night is the fruitcake toss and that we have moved it to Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Now, I'm sure they all know where Emmanuel Lutheran Church is. Now, I'm getting word here this morning already that if there isn't enough lighting in the yard, maybe the firemen could shine their spotlight. Well, maybe. Maybe I'll tell you. Last-minute preparations are a bear. I do know, though, that people are out practicing. It's getting fierce out there. I know John Heimlich has a fruitcake, and he's out there practicing. I know that Abby yesterday obtained a fruitcake, and she was practicing last night. So it's going to be a humdinger on Thursday. You know, and I was even saying, if 10 people don't show, we've still got, you know, 30 to 40 people who are going to show, who I know for sure are going to show. So it's going to be a raucous night. Now, I don't believe there's going to be any food at this point. When we move down to Emmanuel Lutheran Church, I don't know how we would do food, to be honest. There might be candy. I don't know. I don't know at this point. Let's put it that way. I don't know when it comes to food that night. If somebody wants to bring something, they're more than welcome in the holiday season. But it would be kind of hard for us to supply food. Now, I don't know what the lighting is out there at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I really don't know. You know, we didn't have particularly great lighting When we did it last year over at the studio, but it worked okay. It was good enough for us to see where we were throwing the fruitcake, so nobody got smashed. But this is where we are, 48 hours out. And I'll tell you what, there is a fruitcake toss. Now, this has become so big. There's a fruitcake toss today going on at a school here in town, a high school. And we'll see how that goes today. I'll report back on that tomorrow. But, people are in to the fruitcake toss. It's a big, big event. So hold on to your hats, as they say. And Sarah, let us know that Chip has made contact with you, so we've got that all squared away. Now, has anybody else talked to anybody about the fruitcake competition? We can still get people in, and has everybody been reminded? Has Mayor Kellogg been reminded? Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, Ray Grogan, Dr. Davis... I'll do a reminder on social media probably tomorrow, but, it's a big event coming up, and we do need to remind people, because I know a lot of these people were entered back in the month of October, so it's been a while since we've talked to them. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott.
Yes.
From Plaque Headquarters.
Plaque Headquarters. I'm excited.
It's going to be a big event.
Feels like it.
But I wanted to give you a rundown on the plaque that we have that we'll be distributing.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
We do have the championship plaque, which has a 3D fruitcake, printed on it, compliments to my son. And it looks really spectacular. And then we got, plaques for the past winners for the last two events. Then we have kind of a... Since we have two mirrors competing right now, both mirrors show up. We've got an old gray mirror division. whichever mirror throws it the farthest will get a plaque. And maybe it's not too late for the Cardington mirror, the Lure mirror, Prospect mirror to get involved as well. The mirror thing.
Well, you never know. You never know what'll happen.
And then we also have a special 107.1 award. Whoever can land exactly on 107.1 feet.
Oh, is that right? The 107 award.
Yeah,
35.7
yards.
If
you can't quite make it to the 70 feet to beat the record, maybe you can get somewhere in between there and get the special 107.1 award.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Now, for a long time, people said, are you going to have a male division? Are you going to have a female division? I think age is probably more an important way to gauge this.
Well, I do have a plaque for any of the 13 or younger contestants for kind of a junior division as well. They may not be able to throw as far as a pizza thrower.
So now let's run this down again, because people listening this is highly interesting. So we not
they're going to be signing up right now and clogging the airwaves. Trying to get in.
Oh, it'll be...
Especially all those high school students out there now.
Well, I know, and I can't wait to see this fruitcake toss today at the high school. We'll see how this one goes. But, so we've got a plaque for the past two winners, Ralph Thacker and Don O'Bauer.
And for the current winner.
We've got one for the current winner this Thursday. We've got a plaque... Now, what are the other... We've got for the oldest, was that right?
We have oldest and youngest plaque.
Oldest and youngest plaque. And... So that's where we are on plaques at this point.
Then we got the mayor's division. If we get two or more mayors showing up, we can award a mayor's plaque.
Oh, the mayor's plaque, yes, the mayor's plaque.
And then the 107.1 award, we got a plaque for that.
Now, what is this a merit-based award, you think?
No. For that one, it'll be whoever lands on 107.1 feet or closest to it.
Well, the record is 70, so I don't...
70.
Yeah, yeah.
But not everybody's going to get 70. You might get, the people who just can't make it to 70, but they, maybe they could hit 107.1.
So that's... But that's not feet, right?
That's feet. 107.1 feet.
Oh, well, see, I don't know. That might be a little tough.
That's a 36 yard. Well, you could have people out there measuring, you know, so they'll bring in the numbers.
Well, I know, but like I say, the longest throw was 70 foot.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we're going to get to 107.
I thought it was 70 yards.
No, 70 feet.
70 feet? Well, that's a big difference.
That is a big difference. Yeah.
Well, I would think it was 70 yards.
No, I don't know how anybody would ever toss that 70 yards.
Oh, so this is entirely different now.
Yeah, we're going to have to change the merit on the 107.1 award.
We could make it 170, you know, inches.
170 inches, sure. Well, we could do how many yards is or how many feet?
36 yards for 107 feet.
Okay, 36 yards for 107 foot. Well.
But if they only did 70 feet last year, I don't think anybody's going to do 107, you know, this year.
No, I wouldn't see 107 feet. But I'm trying to think of some way we could think on an idea of what we could give that award for. I don't know. That's interesting. But there should be some kind of merit-based award there.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll go back to the brainstorming factory and come up with something.
But we do have the oldest, the youngest, the mayor's division, the winner, and the two past winners. So we've got a lot of plaques to be handed out on Thursday night, and that's going to be big. And the weather is looking good. You know, it looked rainy and snowy last week.
It's going to be close there, but hopefully it'll clear for a couple hours.
All we need is a good hour. We need a good hour of clearing, and I think we'll be in the clear. I hope people are reminding these people, though, to show up, because I know people like Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards, they were entered quite a while ago. So, you know, you might need to remind them.
Well, hopefully they're listening as well. And then we would do the Upper Crest Awards that night as well.
Yep, the Upper Crest Awards will happen that night, and that's Mary Ellen, Buckeye Guy, and George Kosotis. So that will be an event in and of itself.
All right.
A lot of stuff going on. Well, I appreciate it, Bob, and I look forward to seeing you.
Yep, it'll be big.
Hey, it's going to be big. Thanks, Bob.
Talk to you later.
All right. Well, Bob Welch, now we have some idea of what the plaques will look like on Thursday night. Now, we've got a mayor's division. Now, right now, the only two mayors in it are Mayor Schertzer and Mayor Kellogg. So, I guess that's where we'll let that stand for now. But if somebody would like to enter another mayor in the 48 hours we have left, feel free to do that. We also have the oldest and the youngest award. Now, that could be picked up. I don't know. That could be picked up by the same person, because one of our mayors is up in age. So I don't know. We'll see what. I don't really know who the oldest person in the competition would be, to be honest with you. When I run down through the names here, I'm not sure who the oldest. You know, I don't know people's ages, to be honest. But I guess we'll find out on Thursday night. The youngest, I really don't know that either. I don't, you know, Brinley's not in this competition. I don't know. Is Brinley going to get in this thing? I know we've got Fruitcake Lily. Now, I know she's a youngster. And we've got Bob Welsh's granddaughter, who I know is young. Now, other than that, I don't know who would be in the running for the youngest. And I don't know if Brinley's going to get in on this competition or not Thursday night at 7 o'clock over at Manual Lutheran. But I just implore you to remind your people that they are in the fruitcake toss, because we definitely need to remind them that it's coming up Thursday, and it's at 7 p.m. and it's at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We definitely need to do that. And I don't know where we stand on Ayers Ratliff or any of the people on city council. Maybe we'll hear more about that as the morning goes on. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Chip, now in the competition. Now, Sarah, remember to let me know that Chip got a hold of you. because, you know, phones are funny, and I want to make sure that the connection was made. And if not, I'll give you Chip's number. So that's where we are right now. Now, Abby, as I say, Abby and John Heimlich are the two that I know have been out practicing. So if Abby or John wants to call in and let us know how their practicing is going, because I feel you should practice for the fruitcake toss. I believe that there is practice needed. Let us know. Give us a call. Just give us an update here with 2 days left to go. What is going on? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking about the plaque for the 107.1.
Yes.
Maybe you could give it to the one of the ones that works for 107.1.
Oh.
In the contest that makes the longest.
You know, that's a very good idea, because we've got Adam, and we've got Linda, and we've got Sean and Terry, myself, Pastor Whitaker. I believe that's the group from 107. Oh, Angie. Angie's in it. So we do have a group from 107.1.
Yeah, so the ones with the longest throw that works there could get the 107.1.
That's a good idea. I appreciate that. Well, who do you think's the odds-on favorite to win this? You got an idea?
I don't have any idea at all.
Are you going to try to come out and watch this thing on Thursday?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to or not.
Well, hopefully you'll be able
to. Did you get my card? I sent a card.
You know what? I have not been at the station since Friday. I'll check on Friday.
Okay.
I'll check on Friday.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, I'm only at the studio on Friday, so I will check for cards again this Friday. We'll get those cards out to everybody this holiday season. Well, we're shaping up here with 48 hours to go. And again, Sarah, just let me know that Chip got in touch with you. Now, that's an interesting idea for the 107.1 award, somebody who works at 107.1. And we could probably also include Glenn in that, because Glenn's going to be at this thing, and he's not too far out the door, and he still does election coverage for us and things like that. So maybe Glenn will be in that category as well. Now, I want to know how the practicing is going with Abby and John. So those are the two that I know have practiced. Now, if anybody else has practiced, let us know. We want to know how that practicing is going. Are the records going to be broken this year? How is this all going to shake out? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we'll figure it all out. But that's the Fruitcake Toss, Thursday night, 7 p.m., Emmanuel Lutheran Church. The parking will be much better there. That will solve a ton of problems that we had last year over on South Prospect Street. Nobody will have to walk I think people might have walked a mile last year. So this year you'll get to park in a parking lot, and you'll come over and you'll toss your fruitcake. So there you go. A lot simpler this year, to say the least. You know, James Anderson might be able to walk away with this too. I don't know. James Anderson, I've never seen Ted Jolliffe throw one. He might be a big odds-on favorite here. I think Sheriff Bales is an odds-on favorite if he's there that night. You know, Glenn, I don't know. It depends on what happens with Glenn. You know, last year he had a little sip of something. So I don't know about Glenn. Now, Mayor Schertzer, if he shows up, you know, he goes to the Y every morning, from what I understand. So he might have something up his sleeve. All right. Any more thoughts on the fruitcake toss? Now, that's a good idea for the 107.1 award. We'll see what Bob thinks about that as time goes on. But we've got the oldest, the youngest, the Mayor's Award, this year's winner, the last 2 years' winner, and the 107 Award. So plaques will be coming out on Thursday night, 7 p.m., the Fruitcake Toss. All right. Anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if you'd like to add anything to the competition. It is a humdinger, to say the least. Who will we be talking about on Friday morning as the fruitcake champion? You know, and you certainly cannot discount Ralph Thacker or Don O'Bauer because they have won it in the past. So, you know, right there is certainly two people who I would think would be odds-on favorite to win this thing. It really is a happening, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm so happy.
Oh, did Chip make contact?
Yes, I'm picking him up at 5:45.
5:45? Boy, you're coming early.
Well, you want to be prepared. You don't want to show up last.
So, Chip made contact. Now, who is in your car again? Because I don't have the full list in front of me.
Well, remember Judy canceled because of a shoulder injury?
Now, is she... Oh, that's right. Yeah, Judy Cressup, right.
So now we have Mr. Neal, Jacob Bonhart, myself, and Chip.
Now, who is bringing Fruitcake Lily?
That is going to be her grandma. Okay. One of my best friends, Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Okay. Now, I know you filled the seat in your car, but is Judy Cressup going to come watch the event?
I think four of us is going to be, that's going to be comfortably cozy. Anymore, we're going to be crowded.
Well, you know, like I keep saying, even if 10 people didn't show up, we've still got a lot of people in this event. Now,
I'm just tickled pink because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to make contact with him, and now that I have, well, there's nothing to it but to do it.
It's going to happen now, no food. I wonder how many people will show up with large Diet Cokes for me. Because, you know, hosting...
I wonder, we should have did a potluck. You could have put a few white folding tables up, and then we could have did this potluck style.
Well, what do you think about the lighting? Because I'm getting word from Abby here, now that she's a little worried about the lighting. I don't think it's dark over there at Emmanuel Lutheran, is it?
I'm not 100% sure what it is at night, but everybody's cell phone's got a flashlight on it. We could just turn our flashlights on.
Well, we did it on South Prospect last year, and we did not put any light out there, so we just had the porch light on the studio and the street lights, and everything was fine.
There you go. Don't you think that we could have did a potluck? Wouldn't that have been fun?
We could have done a potluck. Yeah, that would have been... Maybe we'll have to put that in for next year. I'm still trying to think of something we can do mid-year, like maybe April or May. So maybe we'll do some kind of competition. I always thought there would be something to do with Easter that we could do. I haven't decided what that is yet. But, you know, this fruitcake toss has built such momentum. I don't know. Who knows what the future holds?
The possibilities are endless.
They are. Well, I'm so glad Chip got in touch with you, so we are moving with that.
Yeah, he's excited, and I am too.
Yeah. Now, see, I was worried because I know Chip listened, but we had not heard from him for a while, but now he's on board. And you know where he lives, right?
Yes, he gave me his address, and we have one another's numbers in case something comes up, and we're good to go.
We're good
to go. I told him I'd bring him a lawn chair, and I told him bundle up because it might be chilly.
Oh, that's an interesting... You know, I'm glad...
I might even spring for some hot chocolate.
Oh, it's going to be... Christmas will be in the air that night. I can feel it. You know something that's interesting is that I wondered about chairs. Because not being on our property, I really won't, you know, have access to chairs. And I'm not saying it, but, you know, we do have some older folks out there that night. Maybe 5 or 6 older folks. Maybe we'll have some chairs out there, folding chairs or something.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, have a good show.
Thanks,
bye.
Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Sarah is smacked down for this fruitcake toss. She and Chip have made connection, and it's a done deal. Now, somebody else was trying to call in there. And remember, if somebody else is on the line, it'll just keep ringing. So if that was you, call in 740-751-4038. If that was you, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we're getting it done here on Tuesday morning. We've got Chip in. Finally, that's off our agenda. Chip has made contact with Sarah, and he will be at the fruitcake toss. Hopefully, people are calling people now to remind them when it is, Thursday at 7, Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Hope that's happening. We're moving forward. We've got a suggestion as to what we should do with the 107-1 award. So we're moving. We're moving in the right direction. 740-751-4038. If that was you calling in when Sarah was calling, just call us back because we do want to hear from you. 740-751-4038. You know, I hope that message got through to Ralph because I did talk to a family member on Sunday. So hopefully that's pointed in the right direction. And Donna, I did talk to his grandfather, so hopefully that's pointed in the right direction. And everybody else, I think we'll be in good shape with. I don't think there are any other things that could fall through the crack. Now, I do know that, again, Abby and John have been practicing, so I don't know what the situation is there. If either of them would like to call in and tell us how the practicing is going, we would love to hear from them or the person who was trying to buzz in there a few minutes ago. Give us a call. And I don't know about Ayers Ratliff or the city council people. I don't know if we ever heard anything back in regard to that. But my phone lines are open here. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The big fruitcake toss, Thursday night, December 15th at 7 p.m. And I pretty well believe we have a masterful group of people in this competition. And I do not know who will win. I do not know who's going to take this home. But I do know the weather's looking good. I was checking that weather report early on. Now, let me check it again now. You know, this is one of those things. You got to make sure the weather's going to be good. Right now, the weather is showing it's going to be rainy. Well, actually, it's not going to be all that rainy Thursday morning. The rain looks to stop about 10 o'clock Thursday morning because by 11, it's cloudy and 48 degrees. And then at 2, it's partly cloudy and 49 degrees. This is Thursday. At 5, it's partly cloudy and 44 degrees. And at 8, it's partly cloudy and 38 degrees. So that we should be done by 8. So it looks like the rain is going to stop early in the day, which will make for a great day for us, because by the time we get out there that night, it should be fairly dry. We'll be in a parking lot. People won't have to traipse through anything or any long distance because we do have a parking lot at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's going to be fun. All right. Does anybody have anything to add here? 53 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Fruitcake toss in full bloom this year. Now, there are a lot of questions. Who will show up? Will the records be broken? The 70-foot record that Dono Bauer set last year? Will one of our past winners win? You know, Mr. Neal, I don't know. Sarah tells me Mr. Neal's an older gentleman. Now, I don't know if Mr. Neal is older than Mayor Kellogg. I don't know where that sits. I guess we'll find out as time goes on. And, you know, I don't know the lighting at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. You know, somebody's going to have to take a picture of that space. Because I have not been over there, to be honest with you. I've seen the church, but it's hard to, from memory, kind of remember what this is, what the area looks like and what it is. And I think there are streetlights over there. I think there's a billboard. We certainly didn't have a billboard down at the studio. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a picture of the area. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say this morning? Give me a buzz. We've got about 5 minutes left in this particular segment. Well, here's an interesting story. It's all downhill for 300 skiing Santas, a Grinch, and a tree. How about this? This is from Maine. A bunch of Santa lookalikes took to the ski slopes to spread some seasonal cheer on Sunday. More than 300 jolly old elves, all dressed in red, dashed together down a mountain with white beards and Santa hats flapping in the breeze at the sunny Sunday River Ski Resort in Maine. A skiing Grinch and a skiing Christmas tree joined the party. It wasn't exactly a winter wonderland. There was little natural snow. The snowmaking machines at Sunday River produced enough of the fluffy stuff for the annual tradition. Santa Sunday has grown in popularity over more than two decades, raising $7,500 this year for a local charity. Well, how about that? Skiing Santas. And as I look at this picture, it's a very interesting picture. All these people dressed as Santa Claus skiing down the side of a hill. You know, these traditions are very interesting. We talked about Santa Con yesterday, which apparently is like Comic-Con for Santas. And now we're looking at skiing Santas. We got our own fruitcake toss. Of course, we got the peanut push here in Marion. You know, interesting traditions. I don't know where the fruitcake toss will be in two decades. Maybe in two decades. Well, I don't know. You know, this skiing thing says there were how many jolly old elves? 300. Well, you know what? We're already at close to 50 here for the fruitcake toss. So in 20 years, hey, we could be up over 300. We might be moving better than the skiing Santa event. So glad to hear that Chip's in this event. All right, does anybody have anything to say? 57 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Not too late to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss if you want to do that. There's still time. We'll put anybody in. But I do want to remind people, if you have nominated people, start calling them today. We're only 48 hours away. And remind them the time and when it is and where it is, that it is at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Because as I said earlier, people like Mayor Kellogg, people like Mayor Schertzer, people like Judge Edwards, Fire Chief Deem, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, you know, a lot of these people were entered back in October. So it's been 2 months, and we've had a venue change to Emmanuel Lutheran Church. So just call and remind them that it is still Thursday at 7. I know a lot of them probably put it on their calendars. It is Thursday at 7, but it will be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Ray Grogan, remind him. I think those are probably the ones that we need to remind at this point. Probably Mayor Schertzer, Mayor Kellogg, Ray Grogan, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, Police Chief Deem. Yeah, I think that's probably the group. So remind them when it is, Thursday night, 7 p.m., but we will be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Now, will the star run anything on it? I don't know. We're running out of time. We only got 2 days. They seem to be a little backed up these days. And I guess people aren't getting the papers, so it wouldn't help us anyway. That's unfortunate that people aren't getting the papers. I guess lack of drivers is what we're being told from our listeners. Well, I tell you what, we're going to break. Man, we've got a whole nother hour here this morning. It is a hot event here at WGH Talk, our big week fruitcake toss Thursday at 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Don't miss it for love nor money. Back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For Marion's reigning queen of dance of 75 years, Martha Dowse.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And that rhymes with Dowse, Scott. He spoke not a word,